Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Porn star's lawyer wants President Trump under oath.
We're going to prove to the American people that they have been told a bucket of lies.
North Korean leaders' trip to Beijing.
Both China and North Korea needed this meeting.
Sacramento protesters disrupt city council.
No justice, no peace.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by TheraWorks Relief.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Stormy Daniels has turned up the heat on the White House. The porn star is asking a court to compel President Trump and his lawyer to give depositions about the payment she got just before the election. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The overnight filing asks a federal judge to order Mr. Trump to sit for up to 2 hours under oath to answer questions about the $130,000 his lawyer paid to Stormy Daniels. Michael Avenetti is Daniels' attorney.
We want to know the truth about what the president knew, when he knew it, and what he did about it.
David Schwartz is a lawyer for Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
It's a reckless use of the legal system.
Schwartz says Daniels should have to live by the confidentiality agreement she signed, potentially making her liable for millions of dollars in damages. And Schwartz says that should be settled by a private arbitrator, not a federal court. There is precedent for a sitting president to be deposed. The Supreme Court ruled Bill Clinton had to do it. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Everything about this case is in the public interest. So while the deposition would take place behind closed doors, the public deserves the right to know.
Daniels' lawyer says he's arranged a hearing on the matter at the end of next month. Steve?
Well, President Trump tweeted this morning about North Korea, indicating he's looking forward to a meeting with the country's leader. CBS's Ben Tracy in Beijing says it comes after confirmation that Kim Jong-un traveled by train to meet China's president.
The 34-year-old dictator's first meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping had all the trappings of an official state visit. The two leaders met for talks inside China's Great Hall of the People, followed by an elaborate banquet where both men spoke. Chinese state media quotes Kim as saying, "The issue of denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula can be resolved if South Korea and the United States respond to our efforts with goodwill."
Well, words coming out this morning of new privacy controls for Facebook users. New options will allow users to better manage and delete information they've shared and the ads they see. Facebook's been under fire for the data of 50 million users falling into the hands of a political firm. Immigration policy has sparked a new battle in Southern California. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
California is a sanctuary state, but now one traditionally conservative county in California, Orange County, is trying to opt out.
California is very much America.
That's
our
right.
Country, our yes. State.
Last night, Orange County's Board of Supervisors voted to join a lawsuit against the state filed by the Justice Department challenging California's immigration laws. Supervisor Sean Nelson.
It jeopardizes public safety and it puts our law enforcement personnel in a really horrible spot.
This could set the stage for a showdown with the state's Democratic Attorney General. Javier Becerra says it's his job to enforce state law and he will do it. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In California's capital, correspondent John Blackstone has the latest on the unrest over the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black man.
Stephonte Clark led protesters in a chant of his brother Stephon's name just minutes into the Sacramento City Council's public meeting about the 22-year-old's shooting death on March 18th.
It has to stop. It has to stop.
Stephon Clark was shot at 20 times in his grandmother's backyard after police mistook the cell phone he was holding for a gun.
As you point this to our council, does this look like a gun?
The meeting's overflow crowd marched to the NBA arena where the Sacramento Kings were playing. They blocked all entrances for the second time in less than a week.
In Louisiana, the family of Alton Sterling is angered over the state's decision not to file charges against the two police officers who struggled with him outside a convenience store 2 years ago. One shot and killed him. Quinietta McMillan is the mother of one of Sterling's sons.
They took a father away. They took somebody away that did not deserve to be away. The way they killed him was in cold blood.
Earlier, the Justice Department said it would not pursue charges. The damage done at an Ohio fertility clinic where a freezer malfunctioned earlier this month is much worse than first thought. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Not 2,000 eggs and embryos affecting 700 patients. University Hospitals now says more than 4,000 eggs and embryos and approximately 950 families were affected.
Right now we do not know whether it's mechanical or human or combination.
Dr. James Liu, head of the hospital system's obstetrics department, says a remote alarm failed to activate.
You can't put a price tag on an embryo or an egg.
Christina Ellis and her husband Mark are suing over their lost embryos, but it's not about the money, she says.
I'm hoping that there's some changes, that this never happens again for any future families.
UH also admitting it was aware of an ongoing problem with the same storage tank before the failure. Steve?
Well, President Trump's now suggested the military could pay for his border wall along the Mexican border. He's expressed frustration Congress has only appropriated limited amounts so far. But constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley says a turn to the Pentagon would run into congressional resistance.
This is not constitutionally appropriate. There's a serious problem when you ask Congress for money and then circumvent Congress when the money is not forthcoming.
During the campaign, Mr. Trump insisted Mexico would pay for the wall. John Bailey will stay on as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. He was investigated after being accused of trying to touch a woman inappropriately on a movie set a decade ago. Bailey took the job just before the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke. Well, the spring training finale for the Angels and Dodgers at L.A.'s Dodger Stadium was memorable for one reason only.
Something doesn't seem quite right. Maybe something doesn't smell quite right about this.
An awful-smelling leak sent sewage onto the field, holding things up for about a half an hour in the fifth inning. Then the game was ended with the Dodgers up 4-3. Officials hope to have things fixed by opening day tomorrow. At the New York Auto Show, WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says there are new models and new realities.
Car makers have a lot of shiny vehicles here in New York, but they're also investing big in mobility. But National Automobile Dealers Association Vice President Jonathan Collegio says new research shows people will only take ride sharing so far.
The future, if our customers have anything to say about it, is going to include the personal ownership of vehicles and ride sharing. It's not an either or.
Collegio saying for the most part, even millennials say they want their own vehicle. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, New York.
Well, marijuana is now legal in California, and so too are online ads for pot in that state. But some have popped up from unlicensed marijuana shops, and state officials are vowing to stop that. Shops licensed by the state are complaining too. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.